It was a riddle, not a command, by Joseph de Monde. Chapter 26. The Road to Emmaus. Page 115. But we had trusted that he was the one who was about to redeem Israel, and besides all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Luke 24, verse 21. When I read this scripture for the first time, on the surface it appeared to totally dismiss my understanding of when the Messiah was killed and rose from the grave. And yet I thought the answer was going to be fairly easy to resolve. It was not, and it required a lot more digging on my part than I ever would have expected. But the understanding I got from it is nothing short of astounding to me. And yet the passage above in the Gospel of Luke is what is being used by Christians as their foundational scripture, justifying their excuses for militantly clinging to Sunday as their day of worship. Yes, I knew Easter Sunday was why they kept Sunday as the Lord's Day, but I hadn't realized or understood that it was primarily because of this single verse above in the Gospel of Luke. They adamantly continue to claim Luke 24 is irrefutable proof that Jesus rose on Easter Sunday morning. Therefore, with this glaring discrepancy in front of me, coupled with the realization of just how powerful this one verse has proven to be with respect to Christians everywhere using it to justify their position, I had no choice but to resolve this issue once and for all. I strongly feel it could help so many to finally, at long last, understand the truth from this point forward. That is, if we could just prove, beyond all reasonable doubt, the truth of what is actually written. I have read of how Luke 24 is considered to be irrefutable and incontestable proof Jesus rose on Sunday, and below are the scriptures to support that proof of which so many Christians base and hinge their faith upon. I normally use the MKJV, but I also refer to several other Bible translations with respect to the same verse. In this teaching, I am going to give you the version quoted for each scripture because it really is that important. But at early dawn on the first day of the week, they went to the tomb taking the spices they had prepared. Luke 24, verse 1, ISV. This one verse tells us that Sunday was the day all the events spoken of in Luke 24 took place. The MKJV has this to say. And on the first of the Sabbaths, while still very early, they came to the tomb bringing the spices which they had prepared and certain others with them. Luke 24, verse 1, MKJV. On the same day, two of Jesus' followers were walking to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. Luke 24, verse 13, ISV. This verse now confirms, without a doubt, that the men were walking on that very same day, Sunday. There is no wiggle room to get around this when this took place. It was Sunday, the first day of the week. Next, we read in the Gospel of Luke the verse that proves Sunday to be the resurrection day, and I am going to use the MKJV for this verse as well. But we had trusted that he was the one who was about to redeem Israel, and besides all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Luke 24, verse 21, MKJV. He was killed on Good Friday and was in the grave just before the Sabbath, and he rose today, the third day, Easter Sunday. That is, the 3 days and the 3 nights. How so? This verse in the Gospel of Luke, as they walked to Emmaus, proves it. He rose from the grave on the first day of the week, and here again in Luke 24:21. We then read how today, Sunday, was the third day. Done deal, case closed, and their account is airtight. Or is it? In order for them to be right, then many other scriptures must surely be wrong. But that does not matter, just so long as they get to keep doing what they have always done. But let me ask, do you study to prove your position so you do not have to change and therefore become unteachable and set in your ways? Or better yet, do you study so as to become a work in progress, workman approved right up until your dying day, to where, if need be, you must change your position from time to time? Why? So that you come into an ever-deepening understanding of the spiritual truths Yahovah wishes to show you as you continue to mature in him and transition from the milk of the word, the elementary teachings, to eating solid food, which is discernment. In other words, do you wish to have Yahovah breathe discernment when it comes to spiritual matters? Or do you wish to keep ever learning but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth? Hebrews 5:12 and 2 Timothy 3:7. That being said, we have a Good Friday crucifixion, and now we have our so-called proof of the Easter Sunday resurrection. But we were hoping that it was he who was going to redeem Israel. Indeed, besides all this, it is the third day since these things happened. Luke 24, verse 21. It is the third day since Jesus was crucified and placed in the tomb. This was the day the two men were expecting Jesus to rise from the dead. This was their day of expectation, and we now have yet another verse to further solidify our case for an Easter Sunday. He said to them, "Thus it is written, that the Christ should suffer and rise again from the dead the third day." Luke 24, verse 46. This is not connected directly with the men on the road to Emmaus, but Luke, via the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, has now referred to the third day as being Sunday four times. And yes, this was the first day of the week, what we call Sunday today, verse 1. And yes, again, this journey to Emmaus was that same day, verse 13, KJV. There are even messianics today who believe, because of what is written in the Gospel of Luke, that in order for there to be 3 days and three nights in the grave, and to have the account in the Gospel of Luke also be correct, Yeshua had to be killed on the 15th day, and that this day was Passover. They say this because they believe Jesus ate the Passover meal with his disciples. In other words, what they are saying is this: Jesus kept Passover with the disciples and did so on the 15th day of the first month, a Thursday. He was then killed and put in the earth on the 15th day. And now, as a result, they count 3 days and three nights to Sunday morning. I'm not saying this because it has to make sense. I'm saying this because this is what many are now teaching. Again, it has everything to do with this scripture in the Gospel of Luke. This question we are asking with respect to Luke 24:21 is critical for all of us to understand, so that each of us can explain it to those who base their faith on this false teaching derived from the Gospel of Luke. Let us now begin to look more closely at this passage and see what is really being said. Was that Sunday morning, in truth, the third day and therefore the official day of the resurrection? If it was, then the preceding chapter, where we let the facts speak for themselves regarding the 3 days and three nights based on all the scriptures we previously quoted to you, is dead wrong. First, the KJV states, "And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done." Luke 24, verse 21. Now the word "today," as defined in Vincent Word's study, says, "The best texts omit today." As I began delving deeply into researching this verse and came across this finding, I suddenly knew exactly what I had to do. I had to refer back to what the Greek actually had to say on the matter. The Greek word for "since," after the third day in Luke 24:21, actually means "away from." "Away from" is, by definition, the same as the word "after." Strong's 575 says, "A primary particle, off, that is, away, from something near, in various senses, of place, time, or relation, literally or figuratively. X here, after, ago, at, because of, before, by, the space of, for, from, in, out of, off, up, on, since, with, in composition as a prefix. It usually denotes separation, departure, cessation, completion, reversal, etc." Yeshua died late on a Wednesday afternoon and was laid in the grave at sundown on Wednesday, as Thursday was just beginning. He was in the grave 3 days and three nights, that is, Wednesday night, Thursday night, and Friday night, and Thursday day, Friday day, and Saturday day, using our biblical reckoning of days and nights. He rose at the end of the Sabbath, just before sunset, as the first day of the week was about to begin. Therefore, he was in the grave 3 days and three nights and rose after 3 days and three nights while the Sabbath was still underway. So he rose on the third day, on Saturday. Sunday is then the fourth day. The fourth day is away from the third day. That being said, it is abundantly apparent the verse is literally saying they were walking and talking after the third day, which was Sunday. However, have other well-respected translators understood this point as well? Contrary to popular belief, yes. Let us now take a good look at three of them in relation to Luke 24, verse 21. Moffat translation by James Moffat. "But he is dead, and that is 3 days ago." The Bible in the Basic English Version says, "In addition to all this, he has now let 3 days go by from the time when these things took place." The James Murdoch translation has it, "And lo, 3 days have passed since all these things occurred." The New Berkeley version in Modern English by Gerrit Verkel maintains, "Moreover, 3 days have already passed since all these events occurred." The Syriac New Testament version, translated into English from the Peshitta by James Murdoch, reveals, "And lo, 3 days have passed since all these things have occurred." The Syriac text can be confirmed by two of the oldest manuscripts in Estrangular Aramaic, the Sinaitic Palimpsest and the Curatonian Syriac. But we hope that it was he who should redeem Israel. Yea, and besides all this, it is now the 3rd day since these things came to pass. Luke 24, verse 21, ASV. But we were hoping that he would be the saviour of Israel. In addition to all this, he has now let 3 days go by from the time when these things took place. Luke 24, verse 21, BBE. We had hoped that he would be the one to set Israel free. But it has already been 3 days since all this happened. Luke 24, verse 21, CEV. But we were hoping that he was the one to save Israel, and behold, it is 3 days since all these things happened. Luke 24, 21, Lampsa, NT. The interlinear Hebrew-Greek Bible says the following, "But 4,594 withal, 575, 3,739, and 5,203, these things, 1,096, 3rd, 2,035, this, 1,135, day, 5,100, comes today, 1,537, and 2,257, since these things occurred, 1,839, 2,248, and 1,096. Suffice it to say, there is exceedingly ample evidence to support that Luke 24:21 in the KJV, if correctly translated, should read as follows. Today is after the 3rd day since these things were done, Luke 24:21. As the information above so clearly illustrates, the oldest and multiple original manuscripts consistently demonstrate that away from is the correct word for since, and clearly shows us that 3 days have now passed, Sunday being the 4th day since Jesus was laid in the grave. Again, if we just look at the word translated as today, Strong's Concordance has this to say, G 4594, Semeron. Neuter as adverb of a presumed compound of the article G3588, tau changed to sigma, and G2250 on the, that is, this, day or night, current or just past, genitively now, that is, at present, hitherto, this, to, day. This word, semeron, could be translated as, that is, this day, or that is, this night, or that is, this current night, or that is just past. On that basis, here is a legitimate translation using just this version of Strong's and using one of the proper translations they provide. But we were hoping that he was the one to save Israel, and behold, it is 3 days, that is just past, since all these things happened. Luke 24:21. Understand that there is, or was, an agenda at work here to make Sunday the day of worship. A Saturday Sabbath did not suit the purpose of those possessing the authority to be in the way of doing away with any and all things Jewish in favour of a Sunday resurrection and a Sunday Sabbath. This fit their erroneous and baseless understanding of a Friday crucifixion and a Sunday resurrection. We can read what Constantine had to say about this back in 325 Common Era. It appeared an unworthy thing that in the celebration of this most holy feast we should follow the practice of the Jews, who have impiously defiled their hands with enormous sin, and are therefore deservedly afflicted with blindness of soul. Let us then have nothing in common with the detestable Jewish crowd, for we have received from our Saviour a different way. Theodoret's Ecclesiastical History records the epistle of Emperor Constantine concerning the matters transacted at the council, addressed to those bishops who were not present. It was, in the first place, declared improper to follow the custom of the Jews in the celebration of this holy festival, because their hands having been stained with crime, the minds of these wretched men are necessarily blinded. Let us then have nothing in common with the Jews who are our adversaries. Let us studiously avoiding all contact with that evil way, For how can they entertain right views on any point who, after having compassed the death of the Lord, being out of their minds, are guided not by sound reason, but by an unrestrained passion, wherever their innate madness carries them, lest your pure mind should appear to share in the customs of a people so utterly depraved. Therefore, this irregularity must be corrected, in order that we may no more have anything in common with those parricides and the murderers of our Lord, no single point in common with the perjury of the Jews. Roughly, 1 billion Protestants or evangelicals and another billion Catholics believe Jesus Christ was crucified and entombed on a Friday afternoon, Good Friday, and raised to life again at daybreak on Easter Sunday morning, 1.5 days later. When we add the word today as a definitive expression, it means right now, this day. Sunday is 3 days later and serves only to legitimise the objectives of those who intentionally seek to instate Good Friday as the day of Christ's crucifixion. But this is not what the Greek is saying. It is saying that 3 days have now passed since all these things took place. In the Aramaic New Testament, it says the following: "And we were hoping that he was about to save Israel. And behold, 3 days have passed." Luke 24:21. The Aramaic Peshitta clearly reads, 3 days have now passed, but the Greek reads this as the third day. The reader can decide whether Greek translators stated this to bolster a Sunday resurrection or whether it was a simple translation oversight. Brethren, I just cannot stress this enough. There is a running bias in far too many of the Bible translations out there to give cause and support to the sorely mistaken notion of a Sunday resurrection. This verse in the Gospel of Luke, and the extent to which it has been so widely mistranslated, is a prime example. Nevertheless, the 3 days and three nights had already passed, and the day they were walking along the road to Emmaus occurred right after these events. The very same anti-Jewish sentiment was also at work during the time the Bible was being translated into Latin. It was even in place when the Judeo-Christian faith was in a state of transition from Jerusalem under the disciples to Rome 300 years later under the stewardship of Constantine. A conspiracy, if you will, to justify Easter Sunday and get away from that Jewish Passover. We explain this in even more depth in our newsletter on this very same subject. But for now, I will conclude on this note and let you decide for yourselves what you now believe based on the evidence we have provided you with thus far. But please bear in mind, Luke 24:21 also confirms a Wednesday crucifixion.